This is Jay Sekulow. Here's the latest from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Religion is but myth and superstition.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's always good to start your day off with a fresh cup of coffee and an agitated atheist. And,
a monumental fight brewing to keep Jesus standing tall. A veterans memorial has been a fixture in Whitefish, Montana for more than 50 years. The atheist group says this should not be on public land.
They're called Freedom From Religion Foundation, a play on the First Amendment. They are opposed to In God We Trust is our national motto. They've tried to take the National Day of Prayer to court. They've tried to take Under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. They actually wanted to have In God We Trust sandblasted off the Capitol Visitor Center in Washington, D.C. So it's no surprise that they don't like this Jesus statue.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
But here's the thing. They have these songs, right, these atheist songs like Nothing Fails Like Prayer. At the ACLJ, we always say Nothing Fails Like a Freedom From Religion Foundation lawsuit.
It's an act of civil disobedience. I understand that these people lost people in war, and the symbol that is closest to their heart, they should erect on private land.
The focus has always been the military, and specifically what American atheists and some of these other groups are targeted at is evangelicals. They think there's too many evangelical Christians in the military.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, the battle continues as we enter the holiday season. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We'd like to know what's going on in your community as we celebrate the Christmas season. Are the nativity scenes going up? Are the atheists coming out? What's happening in your community? We also want your reaction to this. See how you feel about this. This is from Dan Barker, the foundation co-president from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. This is what they've put up. As this season of the winter solace, may reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only one natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds. Those are the sentiments of your friends at the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And then to take it a step further, they now say that, you know that World War II shrine, as it's called, that's been up in Montana? Well, that's nothing but a sham. And we shouldn't allow that to stand. On and on it goes. They're also saying the Camp Pendleton cross, fact versus what the persecuted, quote-unquote, Christians are saying. So we're going to get into all these issues, and our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan is in the studio with me. He'll be taking your calls as you call in at 1-800-684-3110. David French is also with us as well. And I will tell you this, folks, the reality is, and I think we have to be very clear here, this isn't an attack on us. And I want to know, how do you feel about your faith being mocked? Religion is but myth and superstition. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Faith and superstition. David, no shock here. You're actually responding to their myth statement this afternoon on the web.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what they're doing is essentially saying that individuals who aren't even at Camp Pendleton have a right not to be offended by the existence of a cross. I mean, you want to talk about a myth, that's a myth. If you want to talk about a myth, it's the stories that they're peddling to try to rewrite history about what these symbols mean to the people who actually put them up. These are war memorials. These are tributes to people who've given their lives in the fight for freedom. And no amount of atheist rewriting of history will change that.
You know, Logan, we've documented a lot of these over the years, a lot of these stories. You've got them. We've done them on video. We've done them seriously. In looking at it now, we're going to put the pictures up on the website of what these monuments actually are because we have the evidence here to do this.
Right. We're going to put them up on the website on ACLJ.org. I'm sure they're already on there right now as we speak. So if you can log on there, you can see exactly what we're talking about. And it's nothing that really anyone would find offense to.
Except these people.
Except for these people. Okay. Any rational person would find offense to. Anyone who, I mean, even atheists, I think, would be, who aren't part of this group, would be like, okay, fine. Who cares? I mean, it's not that big of a deal. And I think that's sort of one of the main key points. It's just not that big of a deal.
But it is to them, and it certainly is to the World War II veterans that want it up there. But it should not be, as you said, a constant institutional deal or crisis. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. We're responding. You sign on to this petition, this letter, responding to the atheist groups, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org.
It happens every holiday season. This one, no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines, honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Nothing fails like prayer. Nothing fails like prayer.
These are really good people, aren't they? You know, they don't want to have a debate about church-state relations. They want to make fun of our faith. That's their whole reason for existence. And apparently, the military and others just, you know, it happens and everybody starts running to the hills and issues apology letters. It started with Operation Christmas Child, and that was the Military Freedom From Religion Foundation, Mikey Weinstein's group. Now you've got the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're complaining about anything that has to do with Christmas. Here's the good news then. We are defending our military, the men and women that want to have that cross at Camp Pendleton. We're going to get into that. We're defending the Jesus statue, the World War II monument in Montana. We're standing with the people there. We're fighting back aggressively. And I'm happy to say that 13,533 of you have joined us online alone. We're sending a petition. Anytime there's an atheist attack, we're going to have a group of Americans that are ready to respond. It's the Christmas season. I want you to be part of that team. You want to defend our traditions and our heritage? Then I want to encourage you to be part of our team. You join us by simply signing on to this petition. Defending our nation means defending the cross in this case, because that's what's under attack at Camp Pendleton, the Jesus statue in Montana, and on it goes. So I want to encourage you to join with us on this. You just go to aclj.org or call me at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. When you make that call, here's what's going to happen. You're going to become part of the team, and we're going to be able to say we're representing 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, whatever the number is, through the rest of this holiday season. So I need you to become part of that team. About 20,000 of you have between internet and phones. I'd sure like to get that up to 100,000 before Christmas is upon us. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. By the way, this is very, very interesting. A report that's out in Huffington Post by the senior researcher from the Military Religious Freedom Foundation talking about these crosses says, the bottom line is that religious neutrality by the government does not equal persecution of Christians, no matter how many times Fox News and, quote, Team Seculo keep claiming it does. Now, what this tells me is we're getting their attention. They certainly got ours. I have to give them that. They got our attention, and we're fighting back. But you know what? They're not used to everyone fighting back. It's exactly what we're doing. Here's what I want to ask you, though. How do you feel about these traditions being attacked? What's your response? Our phone lines are open at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan, let's go to the phones.
All right, Ioma's calling from Texas on line two. Ioma, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ioma.
Good morning. How are you, brother?
Great. How are you doing today?
Well, I want you to know I love Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost with all my heart, body, mind, soul, and strength. And I believe that what Satan is still trying to do is still try to kill Jesus. And it's not going to work.
Well, we know that's not going to happen. You're right about that. But we do know this, that these attacks are real in the sense that they are using intimidation factors. David, let's talk about this World War II shrine that's called a shrine, this the Jesus Monument put up by the Knights of Columbus back in 1953. You serve in the military currently. You've been to you've served in Iraq. But the reality is our men and women in World War II that were serving saw this. And Logan will tell you about the video part of it or the pictures in a moment. But these were real things that our people saw.
Absolutely. This is a tribute to the 10th Mountain Division. It gets that specific. It was a group of soldiers fighting in the Alps, and in that incredibly difficult environment, they would look up and see statues like that in the Alps, and it brought them comfort. So when they put the same statue or similar statue up in the United States, it was to bring comfort to these same veterans. I mean, this is history. These are facts. And yet, for the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, freedom from religion, that's not enough.
Now, Logan, we looked on the internet. Your guys were able to find this because when we look at the statue, it was put up in 1953. Right. It was right after World War II. This is what our soldiers saw. Your guys went back and actually found pictures of what they saw, and it was almost identical.
Right, I mean, especially for the time period. I mean, it's not exactly 100%, but you got to think about when it was created. We didn't even have digital photography at that point, so the fact that they'd create something really probably
from memory
or some really, really, you know, picture, low-quality picture. But if you just take it down to the basis and the time frame, it's very, very similar. It's exactly, pretty much exactly the same, especially with the stance and everything. And that's all on our website at aclj.org if you just want to compare and contrast.
Yeah, so I encourage you to do that. By the way, so what they're saying is, by the way, they also say Jesus wasn't a veteran. This is from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They've issued a formal request for the statue to be taken down. By the way, we responded as well. With 70,000 of you joining with us, and we included the 70,000 signatures when we delivered this. David, people speaking out on this does make a difference. We know that, especially when there's not a constitutional showdown here.
Right, exactly. And they only have the power that the mainstream media gives them. That's why we have to speak out, because if we don't speak out, then the mainstream media will keep repeating their talking points and repeating their talking points and sometimes bully the government into doing what these atheist groups want. We have to speak out to counter that. That's one of our primary weapons.
All right, folks, here's what I want to do. If you want to make sure, if you want to stand with our military, if you want to make sure these crosses stay, these statues stay, the nativity scene stays in your community, that the atheists don't get to go on a rampage here, which is pretty much what they're doing. We're going to get into this fact versus fiction in a moment. I want you to join with me. You do this by signing this petition that is going to the President of the United States, the Secretary of Defense. We're sending it out to communities. We've got over 13,500 of you online. Join with us today, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to, and I encourage you to do this, aclj.org, and you can sign up that way. And by the way, we're in a matching challenge campaign, so I encourage you to make an online tax-deductible donation. It's matched at aclj.org. If you would do that, we would really appreciate it.
All right, we'll go back to the phones. Mary Ellen's calling from Illinois. Mary Ellen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to make a comment. I just find it so amazing, and it's really ridiculous that these atheists, or I should say the government, is kowtowing to the atheists. We know by statistics that at least 80% of our population are Christian, and this small minority is controlling the process.
Well, let me make it even a step worse. At the Air Force Academy, while everybody's complaining about too much religion and getting rid of the Operation Christmas Child, David, the military built a pagan worship center. And I'm not even saying you can't build it, although, you know, $80,000. But I don't hear any of these, you know, atheist groups, Military Freedom From Religion Foundation, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, none of these atheist groups saying a thing about the pagan worship center paid for by taxpayer dollars. Nobody says anything.
Oh, absolutely right. Because the agenda is not actually freedom from religion. The agenda is to cleanse evangelical Christianity from the public square, period. That's the agenda. Some of these groups are the most inaccurately named you can imagine. The Religious Freedom Foundation and Military Religious Freedom Foundation, they're not advocating for freedom. They're advocating to suppress the freedoms of Christians.
All right, how about this one, folks? This is from another one from Dan Barker, the Foundation Religious Freedom Foundation, Freedom From Religion Foundation's co-president. Christians tend to think that they own the month of December. We don't agree. No month is free from pagan reverie. This is how they think. I mean, they actually here's the problem. They actually believe this stuff. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, I'm going to be on Fox News, Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon on the Fast and Furious investigation. And it's aptly entitled right now because it's getting pretty fast and furious for the Department of Justice. So you want to stay tuned, listen to that on Fox News this afternoon since all these groups are trying to tie us into Fox News and Team Seculo. We'll keep that going. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Let's try to get another call before the break.
All right, Dave's calling from Massachusetts on line one. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. It seems their argument of government neutrality toward religion means that they can oppress one and let everybody else have free reign.
Well, that is their position. I mean, unfortunately, David, there is no explanation for why they go after Christianity other than what you just gave, and they let everybody else get a free pass. But
right.
They let everybody else get a free pass. They target Christians, primarily evangelicals, but they don't like crucifixes either, so they don't like our Catholic friends either. They're very clear about this. It's targeted discrimination.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, what they're trying to do is suppress our freedom of speech. And this Camp Pendleton issue, there's no one saying that atheists went up and tried to put up a monument and it was taken down by the Marines. Well, if they want to express their view, why don't they do it? Why do they have to suppress and repress our point of view? It's because they have a very specific anti-Christian agenda that they're cloaking under the mantle of freedom and doing so deceptively, and they're able to do it because the mainstream media lets them get away with it.
Well, we're going to come back from the break, and I'm going to give you the myths that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has put forward on the Camp Pendleton cross. Letter went out on that one as well. And we are fighting back aggressively. Let me encourage you. David French will have a post this afternoon responding to what we're going to talk about in the next segment of the broadcast. We encourage you to go to aclj.org, go to the Docket blog, and you could see what he's doing there. I encourage you also to go to Facebook and sign up for ACLJ or the various Facebooks that we have available here at aclj.org. Again, we're in a matching challenge campaign. If you appreciate this broadcast, appreciate the work of the ACLJ, you can make a tax-deductible contribution. Any amount you give, we get a matching grant. So if you donate $10, we get $20. $100 becomes $200. We appreciate you doing that at aclj.org. But let's stand up for our values. Let's fight back as these atheists continue to move forward. Let's fight back. And you could do that by signing on to this petition. Here is the number. I encourage you to do that right now. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to, let me encourage you to do this, aclj.org. You can sign up online or call us right now. Become part of the team. Don't take this pagan reverie and do nothing about it. Fight back. Join us in this battle. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on aclj.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines, honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Beware of dogma. It has a bite. Beware of dogma.
Catchy little tunes, you have to say. You gave him credit for they're catchy, but the language is, you know, they like making fun of us, but now they've got this, on the Camp Pendleton cross, they've got the facts versus what persecuted Christians are saying, and they say they're monitoring what we're doing, which is fine. Let me tell you something that we've got, though, through our member services department here at the ACLJ. We want you to be able to keep posted what we're doing, and as you know, we've got a program of member services at ACLJ, benefits as being a member of the ACLJ, or things you can get, one of which is we have a wireless phone plan which gives you direct access, text messaging, on alerts, updates from the ACLJ directly to your phone. And here's the good news. We're giving the first – it's kind of our gift to you because you all have been so great to us. First 3 months of service absolutely free on this wireless plan. I want you to be part of it. It's our ACLJ program, and we want you to be part of it. Here's the number. You call and you tell the operator, I know what Jay was talking about, the wireless plan, free 90 days of service. You can't really beat that. And after that, it's a very, very low rate, but you'll also get the direct stuff right from us. So this will keep you posted with everything we've got going on all the time. 3 free months of service, our gift to you. Here's the number for you to call, 1-800-311-2380. That's 1-800-311-2380 for you to get our free wireless plan here at our ACLJ member services plan, which is our gift to you for the first 90 days, first 3 months, absolutely free. Again, if you want to get that wireless phone, 800-311-2380. That's 1-800-311-2380. We've got a ton of calls coming in. Yep. Let's go right to them because we got a lot of them.
All right, Mimi's calling from Florida, line 5. Mimi, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just listening to your program, and it just came to me that really the fight is to try to quell the name of Christ. I mean, the power is in the name of Jesus. That's why there's nothing else that they're fighting against. There'd be an outcry for
I absolutely agree that you are correct, that is what they're focused on, because they listed these myths about Camp Pendleton and the cross that was put up by the Marines. And, David, the Marines put that cross – it was up there in 2003 commemorating their fallen comrades. Burnt down in a fire, brush fire there. It was re-put up this year. And now all of a sudden we've got this, you know, constitutional crisis. We say nobody's forced to look at it. They say, oh, people are.
Well, you know, what we have to realize is that just seeing a cross is not a constitutional violation.
But they think it is. I mean, they think just the fact that there's a cross there on public land is an automatic violation.
Well, you know, and they're wrong, and their court record is abysmal. It's abysmal. Like I said earlier, the only power they really have is the power they get through the media to create a firestorm over one or two people being offended. Another myth they said is that it was a myth that it's just one or two people offended, and the person that they mentioned being offended isn't even a Marine. And so it's
so what? Okay, so they're saying, you know, we say that, you know, it's the price of, by the way, the price of living in a free country, sometimes you're offended. But they're saying it's not one or two people. But the person that's complaining
The main person that they've put up is a West Point graduate. West Point is the Army. Camp Pendleton is Marines. So, you know, they're not even getting this straight. Now, I'm sure there's some Marines out there who are offended. Look, there's always someone offended about everything. But being offended alone doesn't give you a right to have a cross torn down.
No, absolutely not. Logan, let's go right back to the phone.
All right, Lynn's calling from Washington on line 2. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I just wanted to say that two comments. You know, our founding fathers left England for this very reason, for freedom to worship as they saw fit. And the English were the ones. The atheists are acting like them, you know, where they can tell them how to worship and tell them what to display, and the atheists wouldn't even have had this gift of free speech if our founding fathers hadn't founded this country on, you know, biblical principles. And
well,
most of them haven't been.
You're right. Here's the difficulty, though, and this is the problem, is that they don't win these in court. They send letters, and governments capitulate. We almost had that statue of Jesus, that the World War II monument, taken down because of a letter complaint. So it's not done by litigation, David. We look at their litigation track record, there is none. It is by threat.
Right, exactly. They just threaten and threaten, and then they lose in court. Overwhelmingly, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation has a terrible record in
court. They're usually thrown out on standing. I don't think it gets to the merits of their cases for the most part. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. They are wrong on the law, completely wrong on the law, but they pitch a fit, and then the media jumps on it. The media loves a scandal involving the military, and the media is not the military's friend. That's why we have to speak out. You have to call in. You have to sign the petition to counter this media atheist alliance.
And that's what we're doing, folks. In fact, my goal is by the end of the week, we have more people signed up online than there are members of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation and the Freedom From Religion Foundation combined, which is probably about 20,000 or so total. And we're already at 13,600, so almost. Just online alone. So you go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online. Again, you can donate, make a gift. We really appreciate that. Or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
All right, let's go to Lewis. Lewis calling from Texas. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Hi, Lewis.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right, good.
Yes, I just wanted to, you know, make the comment that, you know, it's truly ludicrous what our government is doing, particularly for a government that was founded on Christianity and God, you know, the way they wanted to take God out of everything now.
You know what it is, Lewis? Easy intimidation. I mean, that's the problem. Easily intimidated. And, David, that's the real battle here, is to fight back, and this was what we're doing with the petitions and getting large numbers of people together. But that's really the problem. It's kind of lost by intimidation. It's an intimidation factor.
Well, it's amazing.
It's what they used to do to the school boards. Now they're focusing it on the government, the military.
It's amazing how fast the military leaders are caving on some of these issues when they've never lost in court to these people.
How about defending? I mean, here's the thing again. The Pagan Worship Center for $80,000, nobody says anything. A Christmas shoebox from Samaritan's purse literally becomes a constitutional crisis. This is just wrong, but this is symptomatic of the problem. Logan, let's try to get one more call in before the end of the broadcast.
All right, let's go to Georgianne calling from Colorado. Georgianne, welcome to program Line 5.
Hi, Georgianne.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to thank you both for doing such a valiant job.
Thank you.
You truly are knights in this day defending our country, but I wanted to remind people of what our country has been through in the history of religion in our country back before 1776, and all the missionaries that came into this country and helped settle this country as explorers, especially, you know, in New York and all they went through. So the cross in our country is not, definitely not something new in our country. And then also to remember, if we could all ask our veterans to call in and to support this issue.
Let me tell you, the veterans have, and we're going to focus more on that tomorrow. By the way, in tomorrow's broadcast, Dave and I are going to go through these myths. We never got to get through all of them because there's so many calls coming in. We're going to go through the myths about the Camp Pendleton cross, how we're going to respond to that. Two things I'd like you to do today. I appreciate your call, Georgianne. I appreciate the support of people that are calling. We've got a great offer for you through our member services, and that is a no-nonsense wireless plan program. It's offered, by the way, through Verizon, major carrier. It really helps us at the ACLJ, and we're giving you the first 3 months free. Our gift to you, simply call at 1-800-311-2380. That's 1-800-311-2380, and you can get our free wireless phone system service for 90 days, and you'll get text messaging from us. You'll get updates. Very, very good. We encourage you to do that again. 800-311-2380 to get our ACLJ plan, and we encourage you to do that through our member services. Again, 800-311-2380. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign this petition online. Donate and support the work of the ACLJ as well. We're in that matching challenge at ACLJ.org, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.